I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this first day of May. A recent examination of retirement showed that about 36% of workers have less than $1,000 in savings for retirement. 36% of workers. 16% have $1,000 to $10,000, and only 11% have $250,000 or more. And you're going to need at least that amount and then some in order to be able to say goodbye to a paycheck and get food coming into your mouth and a roof over your head. Our guest this hour is Rick Edelman, and he is the author of The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs, all the strategies you need to build a savings, select the right investments, and receive the retirement income that you want. He's three times been ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation by Barron's. He's a member of the Financial Advisor Hall of Fame, written seven books on personal finance, including The Truth About Money and The Lies About Money. He's hosted a radio show for more than 20 years, has a television program, The Truth About Money, which airs on many public television stations, testified before Congress, and has taught personal finance at Georgetown University and publishes a newsletter, and the list goes on. He's a busy guy. And he's going to be with us to talk about retirement and how to save money to retire. We'll be welcoming phone calls for Rick during the course of this hour. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Email for you to join us is talk at WPR.org. And we're also on Facebook, and that is The Kathleen Dunn Show. Hi, Rick. Thanks for being with us.
Kathleen, it's a real pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you here. You read those figures about how much money people have saved for retirement and think, oh my gosh, do we have a problem in this country, Rick?
Yeah, we sure do. And it's important that people recognize this. I think the main reason the savings rate is so low is lack of awareness, lack of education.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taught money in school. We're certainly not taught in the workplace. Mom and Dad never said a word about it to us. So we need to let people understand what's going on and what they're facing in their future.
Yeah. And when you talk about the amount of money, I think this is valuable advice. You need to set aside or think about the amount of money you need each month and then do what with that?
Well, you need to figure out how to save it and where to save it. And a lot of folks are clueless about it, and many are not so clueless, but they're intimidated. A lot of folks are still very shell-shocked about 2008. That was 6 years ago, but mm-hmm. people are still today feeling the pain of what happened back then with the incredible losses that they suffered back at that time. And it's caused them to have a very negative attitude. Between 2008 and stories about Bernie Madoff and other crooks on Wall Street, it doesn't create an environment where people feel comfortable about saving for their future.
Yeah. If you want $50,000 a year in your retirement, which may be low, you need to be having how much saved by the time you retire?
Well, it really depends on your lifestyle and your income needs. So I'll give you a quick set of math, really simple and easy, to help you figure out how much you need in a piggy bank by the time you retire.
Yeah, it's good.
Just take your current income right now and add a zero to it.
Mm-hmm.
And now double it.
Yeah.
That's how much you need to have in a piggy bank by the time you retire. So if you're making 50 grand right now, at a zero, that's 500 grand. Now double it, that's a million. So
oh my
goodness.
If you're
making 50 grand, you need to have $1 million in a piggy bank
wow.
by the time you retire. That can sound scary to an awful lot of people. I hope it sounds empowering to recognize, you know what, you need to get started right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't procrastinate.
Mm-hmm. And people say they can't afford it, but you say you just simply, if it's $10 a month, no matter what it is, just do something.
Yeah, you can afford it. That's the amazing part. That's the fun part, is that in your workplace, you probably have a retirement plan available to you, a 401k, a 403b, the thrift savings plan if you work for the government. Your boss probably offers you some kind of plan, and you can have money taken right out of your paycheck. You never even notice it. It's automatic, and that's what makes it painless and easy. Many employers even match that contribution. You put in 10 bucks, so will your boss. You've just
mm-hmm.
doubled your money. So it's a simple, easy way to do it. Even when people say to me they can't afford to, They really can. They just haven't tried.
Yeah, and the sooner you start, we need to impress on young people. You know, it makes sense. If you can do $20 a month, you may not be making a whole lot of money. But if you're 25 years old, by the time you're 65 or 66 or whatever, you're going to have some money.
It really adds up fast, and that's the neat part about it. The younger you are when you start, the more money you'll accumulate, and the easier it is. The first third of my book is focused on people in their 20s and 30s to demonstrate how easy it is to start and how important it is that you do so.
Yeah. You have some interesting information. This is, we love to give pieces of information on this show. This whole idea of a pension, and it's amazing what's happened in terms of loss of pensions in this country. Very few people have pensions. It would that we could go back to the time of the Continental Congress. I had no idea that's where it started.
Yeah, and George Washington stole the idea from the Romans. You're faced with having to fight a war. Well, how are you going to convince people to volunteer? Because there was no draft back
right.
in 1776.
Right.
So George Washington did something the Romans did. He said, look, if you come fight in the war and survive, I will give you a monthly income for as long as you live once the war is over, the very first pension. And it was very appealing to the farmers of the colonies who were poor in the first place. Mm-hmm. Now they've got the new young nation being willing to offer them for just a few years of service a lifetime income. Who could turn that down?
Yeah.
And most didn't. They were really excited about it. So the pensions have been around for as long as our country has been around.
But when somebody who's, say, 40 now is going to retire at 65, can you imagine, and may have a little pension now, can you imagine there are going to be any pensions 25 years hence?
It's unlikely that you will continue to see pensions in the future in the private sector. The government, both federal and state and local governments, they are likely to continue with some pensions. Unions are likely to continue with pensions. But in the private sector, no, they're largely gone. There are, I think, only 17 companies out of the Fortune 500 that are still providing pension benefits. And it's because corporate America has realized they're simply too expensive. The states are realizing this, too. There's a huge underfunded pension liability in this country, as states and cities are recognizing that they've made promises to their own employees that they're having trouble keeping. So if you do work for somebody right now and you don't have a pension, you're never going to get one. And if you work for someone where they do promise you a pension, you need to assume that those pension benefits will be reduced or delayed because of the challenge of honoring those promises.
Mm-hmm. We welcome phone calls for Rick. If you need advice on retirement, on how to plan for it, what you ought to do, when you should start, what if you can't afford very much, how much do you need, where should it be going, what about company plans, what if you don't have a company plan? It's really big right now because we've realized that there are very few people who have saved anything at all. So what are people going to do when they retire? With $1,000 in the bank, live on Social Security, perhaps, but that won't be very much. So are we facing a huge number of people as the baby boomers retire who simply are not going to be able to have enough money to live? And what can you do to make sure that you do have enough money to live when you retire? What do you do about it? Here's our phone number, 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@WPR.org, and our Facebook page is the Kathleen Dunn Show. And I do want to tell you during the course of this hour, because it's the last hour, we'll be asking for your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's also a valuable premium for you. For those of you who can pledge $120, a mere $10 a month, we will send you, and it's filled with advice, Rick Edelman's book, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs. The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs. Our pledge number for your contribution is 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552. You can also go to WPR.org and make your pledge there as well, WPR.org. Let's address, before we go to those people who have time to invest, I'm very worried about all of those people who have so little saved at this moment, Rick, and maybe only have a few years left in the workplace. Is there anything you can do if you're in your 50s and you haven't saved very much?
There are a couple of things you can do. Number one, work a little longer. Sounds kind of obvious,
right,
but it's really true. And people are really surprised to discover how working a little extra couple of years, and I really mean only maybe 2 or 3 years, has a profound impact on their financial security in the future.
Right.
And there are two reasons for this. One is that you give yourself an extra 2 or 3 years worth of ability to save. And guess what else you're doing on the opposite end? You're reducing your life expectancy,
mm-hmm,
meaning you're reducing the amount of time you will spend in retirement, which reduces the amount of money you need to support yourself.
Right.
So between adding up for an extra couple of years a lot of money for savings and reducing the amount of time you'll need it, it makes a profound impact on your financial security in retirement.
And there may be a few people who will work until they die. But not everybody wants to do that, right?
Yeah, Kathleen, it's really important people be careful of this, because if you look at surveys of pre-retirees, most of them say they're going to work well into their 60s or 70s, or as you said, they'll never quit working because they enjoy what they do. But if you look at surveys of actual retirees, most of them say they retired sooner than they expected. And the number one reason is because of health care. Either they fall ill or their spouse does, forcing them to leave the workplace either because they can't work or because they have to care for their spouse. So don't assume you're going to work forever, even though you may want to. You may not be able to because of medical issues.
Right, yeah. Let's take some phone calls for you. We have many coming in. Kelly in West Bend. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm calling because I'm in my mid-30s, and I have a pension with the Wisconsin retirement system, and it's not very much because I'm a part-time working mom, and I'm wondering if I should leave my money in there, and at 55, they said I'd get about, you know, $250 a month for my pension, or if I should take it out now and use that money, wondering if the pension will still be there by the time I get close to retirement.
It's a very difficult question to answer because you're asking the right question, which is, can I trust that the pension will be there as promised? And what we often discover, depending on the pension plan that we're talking about, that rolling the money over where possible, not all pension plans allow it, but many do, where you can roll the money over to an IRA, this puts you in total control of the account, which is the ideal. You're no longer subject to the whims of the state legislature or the city council. You don't have to worry about the investment performance of the pension fund's managers. You don't have to worry about any tax law changes or any other shenanigans. You've got the money in your account. You can invest it however you want, and it gives you much greater flexibility and confidence. So that's often a very good idea. However, if you have a pension that is being well run and it's generating an effective return and the municipality's or state's finances are sound, then you might want to leave the money there. So we would need to look case by case to determine whether or not it makes sense for you to leave the money where it is or roll it over to an IRA.
Thanks, Kelly, for the call. Let's go to Anna in West Bend. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hi.
I was wondering, I have my money, I just rolled it over into a savings account out of the market, and I was wondering if I should put it back in the market.
How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
Then you should definitely leave the money invested. Don't roll it over to cash. I'm assuming you moved it to cash because you're a little nervous about the stock market or the economy right now?
No, I actually lost my job, so I couldn't keep it with that company.
Gotcha. I'm sorry that you've lost your job, but let's understand this really important point. The money you have in that old retirement plan from the old job is, in fact, a retirement plan. You're going to need this money in 30 or 40 years when you retire. You're very young, so we don't have to worry about current stock market fluctuation. We don't have to worry about the current economy. You care about the economy 40 years from now. So that means you need to get the money invested into an IRA account and into a stock mutual fund or exchange-traded fund, and leave it there for decades. If you'll do that, you'll be amazed at how much money that will become worth by the time you're in your 50s and 60s.
Hmm. I'm sorry she lost her job, but here she is 20 years old, and she's already thinking about this. She's good.
it's so exciting. It's so refreshing to see. Most 20-year-olds, their definition of long-term planning is Friday.
I know.
So it's really exciting to see that she's thinking about that.
You're absolutely right. We're going to take more phone calls. If you're on hold, please just stay where you are. We're in our spring membership drive right now. And for those of you who want a lot of advice on particularly retirement, the truth about retirement plans and IRAs, Rick Edelman is our guest. The book is filled with information, and it's presented in a way that even I can understand. And if you can pledge $120, we'd be deeply appreciative of that so we can keep rolling and you can keep rolling and not retire in poverty. So that's a $120 pledge, and the number is 888-202-2552, 888-202-2552. KP Whaley joining me in our Milwaukee studios, and we are asking you, it's the last time we'll be asking, to support the programs you enjoy, because it's your support that makes WPR possible.
And not only can you pick up Rick's book, but you can also be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air with any pledge amount.
What
today.
An hour.
So it's a really good time to do it.
Yep.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge.
And last hour, we heard from 18 listeners, and we thank you very, very much. This hour, we do have a goal of 50 pledges, and the hourly goals are very important, and we need to keep track of them so that we can keep all of our discussions on the air here and informing you on Wisconsin Public Radio. Take a moment, give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've already picked up a couple of pledges this hour, and again, 50 is our goal, so 48 more to go. You can pick up the book. I don't think we'll have trouble giving this book away.
I wouldn't think so either.
There's a lot of good information here, and you can have that book for your pledge of $120, 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support our programs, of course, and as an added incentive, we do have, as KP was saying, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs by Rick Edelman. And Rick is really a top-notch person in his field. He has written a number of books. He's on public television doing a weekly show. He's been ranked 3 times the number one independent financial advisor in the nation by Barron's, and has written all kinds of books. This one is important for everybody who would like to retire, and we hope we'll all get there. The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs. Pledge $120, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And I'm KP Whaley here with Kathleen Dunn. And this is our last hour to be asking for your pledge during this pledge drive, the spring membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate it. We count on it. And you can make that now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's a really good deal here, because I think you will definitely value, if you pledge $120, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs. It's a valuable book, and it's easy to understand. Plus, we've got this iPad Air drawing, so you could be the lucky winner, and you could be having a good retirement. This could be your day. Make a pledge for the iPad of any amount, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And you don't have to pledge to participate. You can also send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Ave in Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, and much easier, just make a pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, a large slice of WPR's budget pie, the biggest slice, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, state, federal, government, businesses are important, it's your contribution that makes a huge difference. WPR is the amazing service that it is thanks to you. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may have listened to WPR in school as a kid or in the car with your parents. Maybe you're the 20-year-old who's investing already.
Because, I know.
Because you've been listening to
right.
Great programs on WPR. However you found us, you probably want to see WPR continue. So it's an important part of Wisconsin.
If you've never given before, Now is the time to do your part, do the right thing here. Never too late to make that first contribution of $5 a month. If you can do $10 a month, we'll send you the truth about retirement plans and IRAs. It's easy to do this. Doesn't take long. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
$10 a month.
I know.
For this book.
Right.
$10 a month. Let's break it down. It's only about 30 cents a day. So you probably spend a lot more than, you know, 30 cents a day on other things that you value a whole lot less than WPR. So spend a little bit more now and get a lot more in return. WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 44 more pledges. We should do it. This is our last time that we'll be coming to you to ask for your support because we're not with you tomorrow and not again until Monday. So help out now, right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We'll have to ask Rick if it's a good deal to make a pledge and get a book and also be entered into an iPad Air
I'll
drawing.
Ask him that.
It seems like the perfect opportunity to make use of of the funds that you do have. So again, you'll be entered into an iPad Air drawing. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Ask for the book Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs by Rick Edelman with your pledge of $120 or more, $10 a month. Pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552 is the number.
Keep going to the phones while we go back to Rick. But again, we picked up a couple more pledges. We need about 40-some more. Go to the phones now, 888-202-2552.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for all of your pledges. Let's just keep them rolling during the next, until the pledge drive is over. But for our part, do it now. Do it this particular hour. Rick, we have a ton of people who are calling in. Let me just ask you, though, because we went through the horrible recession of 2008, there are people now who are still worried about the amount of money that they may have lost in retirement savings in the stock market. What's your general advice? I mean, are we rightfully a bit cautious about this?
No.
No.
People who are concerned, I hope they've learned their lesson. There were so many mistakes that so many people made. It wasn't the fact that you lost money in 2008 that upsets you. It's the speed with which you lost it.
Mm.
What was shocking was how fast the financial markets crashed in 2008. And as a result, people reacted with fear and panic and sold, locking in those losses forever. So today they look at their account value, and it's the same as it was in 2009 when they sold. Even though the stock market has now more than doubled and has reached all-time highs, people are still stuck at the lows of 2008 and 2009. So I hope you've learned your lesson, and the lesson is this. You must never make investment decisions based on emotion, because if the markets are up, you're excited, you're happy, you're euphoric, and you want to buy. And if they're down, you're sad, you're scared, you're panicked, and you want to sell. You tend to buy high and sell low, and that's the opposite of what you're supposed to do. So you need to break out of that habit, or you'll never achieve the levels of wealth that you're trying to accomplish, because your emotions are getting in the way. We find this problem over and over again, and that's why I talk about it in my book, of helping you overcome the emotional challenges, because we are creatures of emotion.
Sure.
So, no, you shouldn't be scared about the stock market. You should recognize that if you held on through the crash of 08, today you'd have more money than ever. And you'd be more excited than ever, more empowered than ever. And if you didn't have that experience, if you're still shell-shocked because of the losses of 08, recognize you need to change how you're managing your money, because if you keep doing it the way you've been doing it, you're not going to get where you want to go.
Nick in Beloit is next. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi.
I had 401k with most of my jobs up till about maybe 8 years ago, so I do have some money put away. And then I've had a few jobs since, and there hasn't been any 401k contribution. So I just sat on this money, which has gradually gone up. And I'm 52. I would guess I'm going to work at least 65, and I could probably work longer. What I want to know is, how can I? What should I do with that 401k that's been sitting there? And how can I just now start adding to it myself? How would I proceed?
two different questions, and they're both really good ones. First, you're very common. What you've described is very common, I should say. Not you are, but your situation.
Right.
your situation is common that most Americans, the average American worker, has five 401ks from prior jobs. Yeah. Because we tend to job hop more than ever in our society. And so we leave one job and we get another job. We leave that one, get another one, and so on. And you turn around and you've got all these different 401k accounts or IRA accounts all over the place. So what you want to do is to consolidate them, as you've done, into one account. That's the most important thing. This way, it's easier to keep record of it, to keep track of it. It's lower in cost to manage. We've seen people literally lose their 401k, not from investment losses, but literally, Kathleen, they lose it. They forget all about it because they've moved.
Oh my.
And they've lost track of their old account. They never gave forwarding address information to their old employer. And they literally lose the money. So consolidating into one account lets you keep track of it. It's easier to manage. You have greater investment flexibility. You can probably lower your costs. Makes a great deal of sense. And in my book, In the Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs, which you're offering to our listeners today, it explains in great detail exactly how you consolidate your accounts and put all the money into one account, one bucket. And once it's there, your second question is really important. How can you keep contributing to it? Well, the only way to keep contributing to a 401k is if you work at a company that offers one. If you don't right now, either because you're not working or your boss doesn't have such a plan, then you want to open an IRA. Because in an IRA, you can set aside, for most Americans, a little more than $5,000 a year on a pre-tax basis. And this allows you to continue contributing for your retirement. If you're not working, you can open an account as the spouse of someone who is, and it's the best approach to take. So leave the money invested, consolidate your accounts, focus on investing for the long term, and keep adding to it either at work or in an IRA or both.
And make sure you keep track of all the money that you've earned. Don't forget about it.
It's amazing to us when we find people that have literally lost track of accounts because they had a job 10 years ago, they've moved since then, and they've completely forgotten all about it. It happens so often, it's scary.
Ooh. Thank you so much, Nick, for your call. We go to Don in Superior next. Hi, Don.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Fine. How are you, Don?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
I have a question. I'm 64 years old. I've been retired for 8 years. And had everything paid for. I had a good retirement that was working for me. Now I'm going through divorce. And with that, I have to really buckle down now and determine how I can save what I have.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in the market. What do I do now? Do I try to go into a money market account for a while?
The first thing you need to do is get a good attorney. And second, you need to get a good financial advisor because attorneys don't provide financial advice. So you want to make sure you don't take financial advice from your lawyer. Take legal advice. And here's a key element of the divorce. I'm sorry to hear that you and your wife are going through it. A key element is the distribution of your 401k and retirement accounts. Will you be giving any of your 401k to your ex-wife? Because very often there's an agreement between the spouses that one will give to the other part of their 401k. And you want to make sure that you don't actually do it until after the judge rules on it. It's called a QDRO, a Qualified Domestic Relations Order. We have seen a lot of cases where the husband says, I'll give my wife half of my 401k, and he just liquidates the account and hands her the money. And by doing it without a judge's order, you trigger IRS taxes and penalties.
Uh-huh.
By waiting for the judge to make it official, you can do this on a tax-free basis, which saves you an awful lot of money. So step number one, don't do anything until your lawyer gives you the okay to do it based on the judge. Second, you want to talk to a financial advisor because we want to make sure that you have the money invested the right way for you, not with your current lifestyle, but the lifestyle you're going to have after the divorce is final. Because as we all know, two people live a lot cheaper than when they're living together than when they're apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're living apart, now you have two homes instead of one and pretty much two of everything. So we want to make sure that you have sufficient assets and resources to be able to support your lifestyle post-divorce as well as pre. So I would say don't do anything radical, don't do anything urgent. it's more important that you get your life settled before you start really focusing on the investment decisions. Those decisions can wait. Leave the money where it is until we resolve the legal and marital issues that you're facing.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Kenneth in Janesville. Hi.
Hello. Isn't it a fact that most people save most of their money in their younger years? I mean, after they get out of school and before they marry. But what I think has happened now is that wages are so low that people don't want to be more poor than they are. And then they're saddled with the student loans. That's why there's such a low contribution to pensions.
Rich. I think, Ken, you've raised several really interesting sociological points. You know, in the old days, if we go back to the Greatest Generation, they were savers. They were mm-hmm. Depression babies. They realized the importance of saving their money, and mm-hmm. they did a wonderful job at it. But my generation, the boomer generation, we got a little lazy. We got a little cocky because I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and that was a wonderful economy. The stock market hitting all-time highs, jobs were robust, inflation was low, housing prices were solid, and credit was plentiful. So it was, instead of buying a car for cash, let's finance it. Instead of buying a house for cash, let's finance it. Mm-hmm. Student loans, not a problem. Credit cards, as many as I want. So this immediate gratification has created a culture that where people said, I don't have to worry about my future. I'll save later. I'll enjoy myself right now. And it has contributed, I think Ken's right, it's contributed to the low savings rate in America. And people need to recognize that the fun and games of the 80s and 90s are done. They're gone. This is now the 21st century. It's a very different world we're living in today. And we can no longer be spending our future income by racking up lots of car loans and student loans and credit card debt. We need to live within our means. We need to live with no debt other than a mortgage, and we need to stay focused on saving for the future that we want to have.
Hmm. I remember, this is a case in a difference in generations. My dad, bless him, lived pretty frugally because he lived through the Depression and had absolutely nothing and had a job. He didn't make a whole lot of money in his lifetime, but had a steady kind of job. But by golly, when he went to get a car, he always paid cash for his cars. He would never get a car unless he had the money to pay for it. Isn't that a difference? Oh, my gosh, I can't imagine doing that now.
And not only that, it's getting even worse, Kathleen, because now the average U.S. car loan is a 6-year loan.
Is it really, Rick? Oh, wow.
That's really scary because people don't tend to keep their cars for 6 years. And unlike houses, cars go down in value. Your house is supposed to grow in value.
Right.
We know what happened the last 10 years. But
right.
Cars, we know, fall in value as soon as you drive off the lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get rid of that car in 4 years, and you're going to owe more than what the car is worth. It's a really scary downward cycle. So you're right. It's a totally different mindset,
mm-hmm.
and people need to recognize the impact of their personal finances when they make decisions like that.
Yeah. Rick will stay with us. Rick Edelman is our guest. His latest book, and it's a premium for this hour for a $120 pledge. As you can tell, he knows what he's talking about. And the book is filled with valuable information. It's the truth about retirement plans and IRAs and the strategies that you need to build savings, to select the right investments, and receive the retirement income that you want. And it's a book for all ages. It's for people who have retired or are very close to it. It's for people who are very young to get them inspired to retire. Our phone number on air is 800-486-8655. And for you to receive a copy of the book, this is the best investment you will have made all year. It's $120 for a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, because otherwise where would you get even this information that we're talking about this hour? So information is money, as they say, and it's darn true. So you get the book, and you keep us going. it's a really a good deal, and you'll feel really good, too. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn, and KP Whaley is joining me in our studios here in Milwaukee. And did you know, actually, if you needed another reason, that listeners provide the single largest piece of WPR's budget. So it's why your gift is so important right now.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, what is it, KP?
To encourage your gift today, your pledge of any amount automatically will enter you into a drawing for an iPad Air. It is a great hour. So it's a great time to go now to WPR.org, make your pledge, or call 888-202-2552.
We're rolling along here. We need 27 pledges. We've had 23 already this hour. That's great.
Great.
And your pledge will help pay for all the programs that you count on all year long. So thank you if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is N-O-W. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As I was outside, I was thinking, you know, what a great hour this hour represents for you. We have amazing, well-known, nationally known guests like Rick.
Yes.
And we do that for you each and every day.
I know. Every day, two hours a day.
And you get this great and amazing free advice. But, you know, free is not always the case because this does cost – programming costs money. And mm-hmm. and the way that we get that money is from our listeners. If you call now, make a pledge, you'll make sure that this program continues. We continue to get great guests on 888-202-2552.
Absolutely. This hour you can get the book, Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs by Rick Edelman. It's just this hour. Make a contribution of $120, which is $10 a month. And your donation will support this program and all the programs you count on. And this great, and I'm sure it will be very helpful and probably in the long run worth a lot of money to you. Thank you, gift. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, WPR is probably your daily companion if you're like me. It's always on, and we're on the air 24 hours a day, whether you're at home or in the car, at the office, whether you're concentrating or just relaxing at home.
And like a good companion, you count on us for accurate news, for compelling conversation, and we then count on you to support what you hear. It's how public radio works. So give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I want to try to help people recognize the importance of Wisconsin Public Radio. They provide such a good, non-biased background for us to make our decisions by. We need to recognize that the newspapers and the television programs are owned predominantly from the same people. So this is one of the few sources that we have non-biased information from both sides. Look at that, and let's understand this little gold mine that we have.
Go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this spring membership drive. Your gift, $10, $15 a month, whatever is the right amount. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Another really easy way to pledge is to become a sustainer. You choose a monthly gift amount and set it up to automatically come out of your bank account or your credit card. Like Rick said, it's taken before you even see it, so you don't even miss it. But you know then that you will be funding WPR, the great radio station that you love.
And we're looking for 25. There we go.
There we
25
go.
More pledges.
Halfway
in the next.
There.
We are. Yeah, we can do it. 20 minutes. Got about 20 minutes here. So it's a $120 pledge, and we'll be happy to send you Rick's very valuable book, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs. And we got this iPad thing going on too, KP.
That's right. Any pledge amount, $5, $10, $10 a month, will enter you into an drawing for an iPad Air.
Excellent.
Only today.
Only today. All right. Thank you.
WPR.org, 202-2552. That's 888-202-2552.
And thank you, everybody, for pledging. Thank you very much. All right, let's go back to phone calls. Our guest this hour is Rick Edelman. Rick is the author of a number of books about money, and his latest is an important book because so few people have gathered so few dollars for retirement. It's the truth about retirement plans and IRAs, all the strategies you need to build savings, select the right investments, and receive the retirement income that you want. Our next caller is from Marinette. Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hi, great show. Nice to hear from you again, Rick, on this show. I guess my wife and I are a little bit different than the average. We've been hearing about with this low savings. People are baby boomers. We're 49, and we've both been in the 401k since we were young. And we've got a pretty nice nest egg built up. But with what you said earlier in a show about the add a zero and double it, my wife makes about 90, and I make about 80,000 a year. You're talking like about $3.2 million, and I don't know if I'm going to make it to that by the time I'm 55. Because that will, at that age, I can retire with like 35, 34 years, and I don't want to work anymore after that. I will be getting a pension also of around $3,200, $3,500 a month as it is right now. You know, you said later in the show about that the question with the divorce where two people live cheaper than one. Does that ratio change a little bit when you're married and you're going to have, you know, have to live on the investments? Do we need that much?
It's a good question.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on the terrific job that you and your wife are doing in preparing for your future. And you'll really enjoy the content in the book because it really speaks to you on making sure that you're investing the money that you've saved the right way. Mm-hmm. Because the difference between saving the right way versus the wrong way translates to hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement. So you'll find a lot of value in the book as well. To answer your question, it's an important point that you're raising. I did not take into consideration pension income because most people aren't going to receive a pension. If you are, and you said you're going to get a pension of about $38,000 a year, do the same thing. Double it and add a zero because that counts. So if you are getting a pension of $38,000 a year, you double it, and then you add a zero, that's about $750,000. That counts toward the $3.5 million I told you you were going to need.
Oh.
Your life just got a whole lot easier, didn't it?
Yeah, he sounds like he's moving right along.
Yeah, he's doing well. And there's another point to keep in mind. Even though he may retire, Kathleen, at 55 from his current job to collect his pension, that doesn't mean he's necessarily going to have to retire completely and never again earn any income at all.
Mm-hmm.
He may decide to quit and retire for 5 or 10 years, but by the time he's 65 or 70, he may be bored with playing golf. He may decide to go back into the workforce, perhaps in a totally new or different career, maybe even only on a part-time consulting basis where he makes 10 or 15 grand a year. That can make a huge difference in your retirement lifestyle.
Yeah. You talk about that in the book, and it seems like a good way to stay sane, too.
It really is. I mean, a lot of folks, I think a lot of folks, frankly, die of boredom.
Mm-hmm.
So being a participating, contributing member of society is of great interest and value. And whether it's charitable work or philanthropy, nonprofit work, or giving back to the community in any one of a number of ways, keeps you young.
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much, Tim, for your call. Susan in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Susan.
Hi, guys. My question, Rick, is for that segment of the population that I think a lot of us have forgotten about, and that's the long-term unemployed. Unfortunately, some of us are still recovering from 2008, and my husband and I both find ourselves in that category. We're both 39, and we found ourselves in a situation where we lost our jobs within 6 months of each other. So we ended up having to, after going through emergency fund and savings, having to unfortunately utilize that retirement plan in order to try to, you know, keep the house and make sure that we were able to maintain what was a very frugal lifestyle. We were not spendthrifts at all, paid cash for our cars, but we still unfortunately found ourselves in a situation where we're still now in 2014 trying to recover. And we're both still on the job market. So my question is, what is your advice for those of us who, when we do get that job, and I'm optimistic, I know that it's going to happen again soon for both of us.
It will, Susan, it will.
What do you recommend as that first step that we should take in terms of getting back on track financially? Because we did everything that we were supposed to do you know, prior to this happening, and we just want to make sure that when we get an opportunity again, that we're just getting right back on track and not making any missteps.
Well, you're right. Your situation has been experienced by a great many folks. I'm glad you still have an upbeat, optimistic mm-hmm. attitude that you will get through this, and in fact, you will with that attitude. And it's important to recognize you're a lot wiser than you were before. You'll be a little chastened the next time you get a job. You will make sure that you contribute to your 401k at the new job to the maximum your boss allows. You will make sure that you are also contributing to an IRA to the maximum you're allowed on a pre-tax basis. You will make sure that you are not committing your future income with current expenses. In other words, when you buy your next car, you're going to be careful about how much of a car loan you take to make sure that you aren't saddled with a big car debt in case you do lose a job in the future. You're going to make sure that you're not spending too much money on housing so that you are able to save additional money and build a nest egg above and beyond your retirement savings. So by being prudent and being careful, you're going to prevent yourself from getting into the situation that you got into before. My book can help you, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs, but quite frankly, there's no substitute for meeting with a financial advisor who can help you take a look at your current resources, your current spending, your current income, and help you minimize the damage today until you do get that new position and maximize the potential for positioning yourself the way that you need. The good news is you're only in your 30s, and that gives you plenty of time to recover from this, and if you take full advantage of that opportunity of time, you'll do just fine.
Yeah. All the best to you, Susan, and thanks for the call. Rick, you've been a wealth of information, and I like the book because I consider myself to be a person who needs a lot more information about money matters, and it's written well, but it's written so I can understand it and people who are smarter than I can understand it as well, and that's a good thing that you've done.
I appreciate that a lot. The book's really written for people who don't know a whole lot about money, don't really care about it, a whole lot of reading mm-hmm. about it, but who know that they have to
they
pay
have
some
to.
Attention.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
The book is really written for folks, and it's a lot. It's I try to make it funny. Even the footnotes are funny. Lots of cartoons and funny quotes to make it entertaining along the way.
Well, listen, anybody who starts the book with talk about how pensions came from George Washington is okay in my book, Rick.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that, Kathleen.
Thank you. Thanks so much for being with us. Rick Edelman, the book is, and we'll be happy. You can do a couple things here. You can really help yourself in two ways by pledging $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio, because heavens knows it's not just money we talk about. We cover so many issues. And to help you in your retirement, we'll be happy to send you The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs by Rick Edelman. It's a good one. And here's how you pledge. It's just WPR.org or 888-202-2552. KP Whaley is joining me in our studios in Milwaukee, and you know it's your support that makes this possible.
And again, when you pledge today, in this next 10 minutes, you'll be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. It's a great time to support the programs that you value, like The Kathleen Dunn Show, here at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 10 more.
We can do 10 more.
10 more pledges. It's the last time we're asking for support of this program too, in 10 minutes. Let's do it. Make your donation, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
That's right. Help pay for this program. Help pay for all the programs that you depend on. We're looking for just a few more pledges in the next few minutes, 888-202-2552.
He's a really good guest. We'll have him on again because he makes a lot of sense, and he's smart, and we can all understand him. Rick Edelman, the hour is an example of the, think of all the information you get on this program, and it's incredible. So keep these conversations on the air.
That's right. And maybe you'd be interested in playing a larger role in supporting a WPR with the 9XM Leadership Circle. It's a group of listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support programming here at WPR.
Remember, choose the book, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs by Rick Edelman, is your thank you gift for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. And you'll enjoy this book. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thomas from Greendale made a pledge, and he says that good things of the world need support.
Yes.
And WPR is a perfect example of that.
Oh,
and
Thomas.
I agree. Great comment, Thomas.
Thank you for your pledge. Yeah. That'll carry us through. Good things in the world need support. Absolutely. 10 more pledges. Let's do it. Let's make, you know, it'd be nice before we say goodbye to get 10 pledges.
10 more pledges is easy.
It is easy. But how do they do it?
It's easy. You go to WPR.org. Or you call 888-202-2552. And you just give us your name, your contact information, and how you want to pay the pledge and how much you want to make a pledge for. It can be any amount, and you'll be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. But if you do make the pledge of $10 a month, you can get this amazing book.
You booked a good guest here.
Thank you.
I mean, he's very good. And I liked the way he presented things, and was filled with valuable information.
Well, you know, when I get off the phone with guests, they often tell me, Kathleen was one of the best hosts that I've ever worked with. Mm. And that makes it a lot easier for me and my job and getting them to come back. So I'm sure that we will have no problem getting Rick again.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
And you
get great guests, too. So thank you. Yeah, well, all right. We're done thanking everybody, but we want to thank you. And that's for your pledge,
right.
No matter what the amount. We're just telling you, if you can do $120, it's really a good hour to do it because you know, we've been in this business a long time. This is a good book. You know, he's not trying to make a whole lot of money here. He's trying to help people. He's making money in the process,
I think he makes money other ways.
he's making some money. But he'll help you make some money, too.
Right.
So that's good. It's a $120 pledge, The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs. And you pledge at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
And if you've been waiting for, you know, there was a listener who said I was going to pledge it on Friday, but then this topic really got my attention, so I wanted to make a pledge now. So maybe that's you. Don't wait any longer. This is the last opportunity to pledge for Kathleen's show.
Right.
We're at the waning days of the pledge drive, and you can make your pledge now. Don't sit and think that you'll do it tomorrow. Go to the phones now, 888-202-2552, or go online, WPR.org.